Well, here on Radio Alpha, I'm sitting with Billy Ocean playing tonight at Party in the Park. You've come all the way to Aarhus to play for the people tonight. You have so many songs. How do you make a set list out of all these songs for tonight?
Well, it's easy. I do the songs and choose the songs that, you know, a lot of artists go out and do songs that the people are not familiar with. I do songs that the people are familiar with. The things that were hits, I do as many as possible. Mm-hmm. So at least they could feel as if they're part of what's happening, and it's always worked. So it's something I always will do.
Yeah. Since you started way back with Love Really Hurts, it's 40 years since that one hit the charts. It's amazing all these years, isn't it, Billy?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's good. It's still appreciated. I always keep it in the set. Love Really Hurts, Red Light, songs of that era of the 70s. So Love Really Hurts, Red Light, LOD. It's still appreciated, added to the more current things. You know, the ones that I've been lucky enough to have and give me the sort of international, you know, status required to enable me to be able to have a set list that is made up of hits that people recognize.
Yeah, because this is actually fantastic. You transferred from the 70s where, I mean, you saw several bands and groups that sort of belonged to the 70s and never made it into the 80s, but you did it with a great success.
I know. Don't ask me how, don't ask me why, but I've been lucky enough to have that, and I'm sort of going through that same phase again. 2016, I've just put out my new album. Yeah. Just had it got to number 4. So far, it's been in the top 20 for about the last 6 weeks. I've still got more singles of it to come. So who knows? I mean, it's. I just think it's a matter of believing in yourself, doing what you believe in really and truly, not necessarily following any fashion or trends. Mm. You know, just my attitude is the attitude that enabled me to get my first initial success, really. Just doing the things I believe in, writing the songs I believe in, not necessarily following fashion.
Mm. No, you stay true to your music,
yeah.
And people know what they get.
I like to think so.
Yeah.
I like to think so. Fashion trends come and go. Good songs will always last. Mm. Yeah.
But the major hits were in the 80s. What is so special about the 80s? I mean, it still stands out like, well, in the 80s.
Yeah, the 80s were good for music. Yeah. From the 60s, you know, especially the 60s, an era when people like the Beatles were successful. Yeah. Tamla Motown was successful. Stax soul music was accepted and successful. So it was really a sort of a learning tree for a lot of artists like myself, for us to go through our apprenticeship, basically. Mm-hmm. By the time the 80s came, towards the end of the 80s, technology sort of took over. And a different sort of ideas and acceptance of music was, I would say, created, really, because the media and the record companies, for their economical benefits, create this sort of atmosphere. I call it disposable music. Mm. You know, artists that you see now, you know, they have one hit or two hits, and you never see or hear of them again.
No.
You know, like I was saying previously, that, you know, the artists that know and understand what they're doing, basically, and don't get caught up in the fashion of music, will always survive.
Real people, I mean, playing real instruments.
Yeah, playing real instruments, playing real, you know, people that can go out and sing, people that can go out and do it, not just an image created, you know, around a production team, basically. You know, I can tell you many, many artists like that.
Yeah.
You know, but I've been very successful. Again, the other thing is that, you know, all the songs and things that have been successful for me, I've been either written them myself or been involved in them with other people, all of them. So I suppose that's another advantage, really, when the artists write, you sort of you kind of tailor make your song.
Yeah.
You know, you put melodies in it and lyrics and things in it that suits your that suits you, the things that you appreciate, things that you understand, basically.
Yeah. Well, nice talking to you. We are looking forward to hearing you on stage tonight, Billy.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it.